Welcome to the Tee Time Talks podcast, where we take a swing at all things golf and the world of innovative sports apparel. Join us as we explore the latest trends, share expert insights, and discuss how creative brands are reshaping the experiences of golf players and athletes of all levels.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hello, my name is James McQuaqua, and I am here today with Paul Manuel. He is one of the company directors of Circa Verde Golf, which is a brand new golf apparel company that will be launching later this year. Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me with you.
Thank you. We appreciate you sparing the time to come and answer some of these questions for us.
No problem at all.
So, starting just about with what inspired you to start the golf apparel company, and how did you come up with the idea?
Well, I've always fancied starting a company, but I've never really thought I know anything about any subject. And I did. I sat down and thought, you know what? I may be in my 50s, but I'd like to be proactive in life, and maybe try and find something, you know, for my sons to get on board with as well. And I thought, what do I know about? And then I thought, actually, I do know about golf clothes.
Yes, you do, yeah.
Because I've spent thousands on golf clothes. It's become a bit of an obsession. And I'm very, very fussy and particular about what I buy. 99% of it I hate. So that made me think, you know what? I think I might be able to give that a go.
Yeah, I mean, definitely better to, you know, kind of design something that's to your own liking if you can't find it.
Indeed, absolutely.
And what would you say made you decide to enter the market at this particular time?
Again, I think it has sparked by my youngest son struggling to decide what to do professionally, even though he's got plenty of things he could do. And I just thought, well, this would be good, wouldn't it? I mean, I could start this up and he could be a director as well. And maybe if it was successful, he's there already. It's a ready-made career for him. So I'd like to say that was the reason. And it was the thing that made me start now.
Yeah.
But I'm personally very excited about it.
Yeah.
Just because of the ideas we've got.
Yes, of course. And I mean, if we also look at some statistics as well, you know, the golf apparel industry is seeing a boom right now. I mean, there's lots of new styles coming out and trends as well. Loads of different fabrics as well in styles. So I think you guys have definitely made a right choice in that.
Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. As a new brand, what has been your vision for the company and how did you work to bring that vision to life?
Okay, so the vision really is all about three things as far as I'm concerned. Cut, as in the cut of the shirt, the shape of it, because we're starting with shirts. We hope to move on to everything else, but we're starting just polo shirts.
Of course.
Colour, because more and more I see, especially spring and summer, colour is everything, isn't it? The colours that are available in shops now are just nothing like they were 15 years ago. Cut, colour and fabric is the third one. You touched on it just now. The fabrics that are available. You used to have sports tops in cotton. And because they're in cotton, you could only have certain shapes.
Of course.
Because cotton's not... you can't do a lot with it.
No, exactly.
Whereas these sort of moisture-wicking polyester mixes are quite extraordinary, actually. And... oh, they're even doing it with jeans now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Like stretch jeans, which are so comfortable. Mm-hmm. You remember, well, you won't remember maybe, but jeans used to be, sitting down in them used to be like really crunchy.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it's amazing. You can do anything now. And the same way, hoodies are now a thing, collarless shirts are now a thing. And who knows where it will end.
Yes, and I mean, I wanted to briefly touch on that. You mentioned collarless shirts. Have you guys done some exploring in that area?
We have. One of the designs we have is collarless. That was actually, this design was found by my youngest son. It's very sort of futuristic. It's almost a bit sort of Star Trek-y. And I know that sounds weird when you're talking about a golf shirt. But it's just different from anything else that's out there. Now it might fail, that one. because it's different, but it gives us another angle.
Yeah.
As I say, there's only two designs at the minute with three different colours of each design, or four different colours rather. And we're going to see how that goes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that sounds very, very exciting, especially, you know, coming up with a product that's kind of new,
yeah,
you know, in and of itself. I mean, that's very, very exciting to be going into, for sure.
Yes.
And how would you say you've approached, I mean, you kind of touched on it already, but how would you say you've approached defining your brand identity and kind of setting yourself apart? I mean, you touched on the collarless shirt,
yeah,
and, you know, cut and color as well. What would you say in those areas that Circa Verde is offering that's different, I guess, from other established companies?
Right. So with regards to color, what we're looking at is two colors contrasting perfectly. So in other words, yes, there's lots of colourful shirts out there. There's lots of floral designs.
Of course.
There's lots of vibrant colours. But I think we're unique, or if we're not, there's not many out there that does one colour, say like a really vibrant hot pink or powder pink, with black collar and black cuffs of the polo shirt at the arms.
Right.
Now, so, and every one of our designs will be that style. Two colours blending off each other. And sometimes two colours together can look absolutely amazing and extraordinary.
Well, I mean, yeah, that idea of colour blocking has always been quite trendy. I mean, going back as far as, you know, the 90s to now, you see it in various forms of fashion and style, but I don't think I've necessarily seen it offered in golf. I mean, I just did some brief research the other day and tried to find some colour blocked golf shirts, and there weren't many options available, actually.
Despite there
being more vibrant colours, like you said, because it's not necessarily, you know, anything that's new to be offering vibrant, more colorful designs. However, you know, having that contrast, I think, will be a nice edge to give to your brand.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Yes, and I very much like, I like the name, and I love the logo that's been done for us. I just think it looks good. We'll see.
And if you don't mind me asking, the name is Circa Verde. Mm. Obviously, that's not an English name. Can you give me a bit of what that might mean?
Right. Okay. Well, if you Google Circa Verde, now obviously people probably know it's Latin. If you Google it, the answer will come up around the green. So I have a friend at the golf club who's a Latin teacher.
Oh, very nice.
He's a Latin master. And he said, well, you know what it actually means? Literally, it translates as around about the time of the colour green. Because Circa does mean about, but usually in time terms.
Right.
And Verde is green, but it doesn't necessarily mean a golf green. It means the colour green.
Exactly.
But as I say, I don't think that's necessarily an issue because, as I say, search engines tell you it means around the green. So I just thought that was a nice little touch. You know, a bit of Latin. Who doesn't need a bit of Latin in their life?
Yeah, I mean, I think it adds a bit of flair. It also kind of plays into your tagline of be seen, you know, so be seen around the green.
There you go.
Know?
Yes.
I think it speaks to the brand of you guys wanting to make bold shirts that make people feel that they stand out when they're on the golf course or even just walking about in town. So
exactly.
Yeah, I definitely think it plays very nicely into each other, for sure.
Well, thank you.
Of course, of course. Moving on to a bit of your design process, I guess. What were some key elements that you focused on? You said cut and color and things like that. How would you say you balance style and performance in your designs?
Oh, yeah. So performance, because it's early days, and we, in fact, I've just heard today we're receiving the absolute literal final sample early next week.
Very nice.
Yes. And once we sign off on that, it's 2 to 3 weeks, it says, for production.
Lovely.
And then it'll be in a couple of days to get them here. So certainly by the end of April, we will have them to start selling. We've probably got about 1,000 coming. We'll get a very good idea from those as to the selling power. I would say that I did a lot of very basic artwork matching colours on these sort of apps that you get. My wife's fabulous at knowing what two colours look great.
She has a very good eye for art.
The design process really has involved. Oh, and we have a designer as well, a professional fashion who's based in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. even though she is actually from the home counties in England, but she has a design business over in LA. And so she's been doing the technical stuff for us, things like tech packs, measurements, things like that, because I would have not had a clue where do we start with that, mm-hmm. things like that. So she's been fabulous. She's found a factory. I found a factory. We've got two factories making for us, and we will see which one comes up with the very best. So that's basically been the extent of my design process, because there's a limit as to what I can do. All I know is that when I get a sample, I know what's wrong with it and I know what's right with it.
That's very nice. Yeah. And have you ever golfed in any of your sample shirts yet?
Yeah.
And how have you felt that they perform out on the course?
Absolutely fine. No, the material is great. Thrilled with the fabric. There's just one or two little niggles about... just size of collar and
some last minute tweaks. Yeah.
Simple tweaks, but certainly, yes, I think for performance, I think it's going to be up there. Well, it's going to be up there with the rest of the brands.
Oh, well, that's lovely to hear. I can't wait to see the finished product.
Uh-huh.
Can you walk us through the early days of your business and just talk about, I guess, what some of the biggest challenges were?
Yeah, well, the biggest challenge was finding a factory, which was, we had a very unfortunate situation in that we had a factory in Turkey that was booked, and I sent example shirts and everything was great. And then suddenly the owner just went dead on us, just didn't reply.
Oh, gosh.
So basically that set us back, I think, about a year.
Yeah.
It was very, very frustrating. Although we didn't pay them any large amounts of money, it was just such a shame, because we would have had all this time last year. So that was the biggest, in fact, the only problem we've had is being let down by that factory. And even now, these two new factories are slower than I'd like them to be.
Of course.
But we are not Nike. We can't phone them up and say, if you're going to be this slow, we're going elsewhere. We're a startup, so we have to. It does take time.
Picking and choosing your battles, you know.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I think it's very nice though that you might have had that one hiccup with the one factory, but you ended up with two in the end.
And they were in Portugal, so a little bit closer, and a bit of a home of golf, isn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah,
there's so many places there.
Well, Portuguese is also a Latin-based language, and then,
And my name's Manuel.
And there you go, and then we got Cerca Verde.
Yeah.
All ties together.
There you go.
I'm just going to scroll through some of my questions. Mm-hmm. Don't mind me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, you've spoken a bit about how you are involved in golfing, yourself.
Oh, yes.
How important is it for this brand that you've started to have a connection to the golf community? And how do you engage with golfers beyond just selling, them a product?
Oh, absolutely, 100% vital. I wouldn't have started this if I hadn't moved in golf circles now.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying I'm not with the pros or anything. I'm a member of a club, and I was a captain of something called the Stage Golfing Society, full of actors and film actors and all things like that. And that has given me the opportunity to say, oh, hang on now. So I know all these people connected with golf, and some of them work for Sky Sports, and they work on the Golf Channel.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
I play with some of the presenters.
I imagine it's built a great network for you.
Oh, completely and utterly. The England cricketers, things like that. So the thing is, great, get some of these. Give a few free samples out.
Yeah.
Get it seen. See if they'll wouldn't mind having a picture for social media. I think that's absolutely vital, rather than me being completely outside the golf world and just thinking, right, so will please somebody buy it? You know, I think it's got to be seen. You're right, because it is. There's a lot of competition in the market.
Lots.
I wouldn't say it's saturated. Although, to be honest, I would think that there's a few, isn't there? Very big brands.
Right.
Then there's quite a few have started up recently.
Yes, loads of startups.
But I think there's a gap for us, because we are going for the peacocks.
Mm-hmm.
We want the golfing peacocks. The guys or the gals, when we do the female clothing next year, the ones that turn up wanting to look the absolute business, yeah?
Yeah.
And no matter how well they play the game, they want to look like they're a proper golfer. And
yeah.
I think there's a lot of people like that that want to look the business.
I definitely think so as well. I mean, just in the brief experience I've had working at the golf club and also being able to see loads of different kinds of golfers, I think everybody has a specific style that they kind of try to imitate, or, you know, like they look up to a certain golfer that they like, and, you know, they kind of try to mimic that style in their own way. And I think, you know, it definitely speaks to, you know, the sport itself and just how people, I mean, it is a bit kind of posh in a way, you know, and people definitely do want to look their best. And I think having a brand that speaks to that need is definitely essential.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I wish you all the best. And, you know,
well, thank you. And it's not like the 70s and the 80s where golf clothing was almost ridiculous
and completely impractical
with the Fair Isle jumpers and the sort of green Stay Pressed trousers and things. You could never wear it out on the street because people would go, what are you wearing? What are
exactly.
you doing? Whereas now it's, you know, it's so much. It's such a huge industry, golf. It's petered into life. That's the wrong word, but it's meandered into sort of everyday life. And so that's why. Another good reason to feel hopeful.
Yeah, and I think your brand definitely does a great job of speaking to that need as well of, you know, having something that's great for the golf course, but also having something that's nice to wear even when you're not necessarily, you know, on the golf course. I think, you know, wanting to just look one's best is definitely a priority, especially in this age of social media and all of those different things. And you actually answered my next question a bit earlier than I had expected you to. I was going to ask you what your strategy was for creating a buzz around the brand and attracting attention for potential customers. But you've kind of spoken to that already with your, you know, your network of golfers that you obviously associate yourself with. And is there anything else that you would like to touch on in regards to that, you know, and kind of
even people like I know one of the guys on the Sky Sports golf team who always covers the Open in this country, and he walks the course, and he said, yeah, give me one of the shirts, I'll wear it while I'm walking the course. I thought that there's nothing better than that.
to
get it out there. So it's little things like that make me think, right, I'm going to use my pals, and I'm not going to use them, use and abuse them. I'm going to be giving them a free shirt or whatever and say, look, if you like this, just wear it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that goes to, it's a nice segue into my next question. I mean, what you're talking about, or speaking to rather, is, you know, the oldest marketing strategy that everyone knows, which is word of mouth.
Best
way to kind of get something to spread and get people talking about something and get them excited or wanting them to get involved.
Yes.
You know, but that actually leads into my next question, which is, what marketing tactics would you say have been most effective for you in getting your brand noticed, and what challenges have you faced in that area?
Well, that's quite a tough one to address, because there's a limit to what we can do until we have the actual shirts. We've got plans, me and the co-directors, I've got plans for photo shoots and things like setting up the website properly with photos on there and a Shopify account and all of this, but we can't do any of that until we have at least
product.
The final samples. So that's quite difficult to answer. I suspect come the end of April we're going to suddenly get very busy with lots to do, but the last however long we've been just stuck imagining what we're going to do.
Of course.
So a little bit of a a cop-out answer there, but I can't really answer that yet.
Well, no, it's all right. If anything, it just makes us all more excited for what's to come.
There we go.
And how do you see the golf apparel market evolving overall in the next few years, especially with the entrance of your business? How do you hope to kind of, I guess, shake things up, for lack of a better phrase?
Okay, so I would like to be able to get on the big retailers, get on their website, because they do have startup brands. And yes, we'll only have a very limited amount of items to start with. And I would like to try and get them in some local pro shops, at actual clubs, just to see how they catch the eye of people, golfers. And we'll have to just take it from there, to be fair. They have got a few ideas. And obviously getting them up on a website is very important. But again, it's watch this space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait to see the space that you guys create within the market, you know. I keep speaking to it and saying that, you know, I'm very excited for it. But truthfully, it does sound like it's going to be, you know, quite the brand. And I'm definitely interested in seeing how, you know, it all pans out for you guys.
Oh, well, we will definitely let you know.
And that leads me into my last question. What advice would you give to other entrepreneurs who are considering launching a golf apparel brand or any kind of apparel brand, especially with it being such a competitive and established market already?
Yeah, I would say you do need to find a little part of it that you can fit into. Like, there's been new brands, like you've got Malbon or whatever that's new, and what they've done is they've gone very sort of almost sort of skateboardy. They've gone with sort of baggy stuff, and this is obviously, I reckon, for the younger golfers who are sort of trying to cross match sort of streetwear with golf wear. That's just one example. And then you'll have new brands. There's one called Grayson, which is very beautiful designs and very tailored.
Yes.
And that you've got sort of your Peter Miller, which is also pretty much the same thing, and very kind of conservative, but also very classy, expensive materials. And then you've got the ones that for the younger guys, the colours and all that. So my advice would be, yes, if you're going into something like this, first thing you do, get a great name and get a little area where you think, right, I'm going to get in there and then squeeze it open a bit so that you can march right through.
I think that is great and very sound advice, Paul. It has been such a pleasure speaking with you today.
You too, James.
Thank you so much for your time. Yes. And again, all the best. And we can't wait to see what happens once Circa Verde properly launches later this year.
Marvelous. Thanks, James. Take
Thank
care.
You. You as well. And thanks to everyone for tuning in to Tea Time Talks, where I'm your host, James McQuaqua. Until next time, keep your swing steady and your style sharp. Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.